Blog Talk Radio.
Make this world a better place.
Oh, well.
And help us show our brothers a better way. Through love and understanding, the answer's very clear. It's up to you, it's up to me, to make this world like we want it to be.
Thank you. thought beyond the new educational movement is to provide in the South for educating the Negroes who are now crowding northern universities, especially the medical schools, many of which will not admit Negroes because of the racial friction in hospital practice. In the rush merely to make special provisions for these quote-unquote undesirable students, however, the institutions which are to train them may be established on false ideas and make the same blunders of the smaller institutions which have preceded them. It will hardly help a poisoned patient to give him a large dose of poison. In higher institutions for Negroes, organized along lines required for people differently circumstanced, some few may profit by being further grounded in the fundamentals. Others may become more adept in the exploitation of their people. And a smaller number may cross the divide and join the whites in useful service. But the large majority of the products of such institutions will increase rather than diminish the load which the masses have had to carry ever since their emancipation. Such ill-prepared workers will have no foundation upon which to build. The education of any people should begin with the people themselves, but Negroes thus trained have been dreaming about the ancients of Europe and about those who have tried to imitate them. In a course at Harvard, for example, students were required to find out whether Pericles was justly charged with trying to supplant the worship of Jupiter with that of Juno. Since that time, Negroes thus engaged have learned that they would have been much better prepared for work among the Negroes in the Black Belt if they had spent that time learning why John Jasper of quote-unquote Sundu Move fame joined with Joshua in contending that the planet stood still in the middle of the line while he fought the battle the second time. Talking the other day with one of the men now giving the millions to build the four Negro universities in the South, however, I found that he is of the opinion that accredited institutions can be established in mushroom fashion with theorists out of touch with the people. In other words, you can go almost anywhere and build a $3 million plant, place in charge a white man to do what you want accomplished, and in a short while he can secure or have trained to order the men necessary to make a university. "We want here," he will say, "a man who has his master's degree in English. Send me another who has his doctor's degree in sociology, and I can use one more in physics." Now, experience has shown that men of this type may fill in, but a university cannot be established with such raw recruits. The author once had some experience in trying to man a college in this fashion, and the result was a story that would make an interesting headline for the newspapers. When Dr. William Rainey Harper was establishing the University of Chicago, he called to the headship of the various departments only men who had distinguished themselves in the creative world. Some had advanced degrees, and some had not. Several of them had never done any formal graduate work at all. All of them, however, were men whose thought was moving the world. It may be argued that the Negroes have no such men and must have them trained. But such a thing cannot be forced as we are now doing it. It would be better to stimulate the development of the more progressive teachers of old than experiment with novices produced by the degradation of higher education. The degradation of the doctorate especially dawned upon the author the other day more clearly than ever when a friend of his rushed into his office saying, "Quote,
Black Noise Radio.
I know it's been a while, we were hard, we talked, I was on my phone. know what was bad,
Thank you, Matt.